football fans. It was also witnessed by the owner and general manager of the Dallas Cowboys, who joins us now on the ticket, Jerry Jones.
Good morning.
Morning, Jerry.
Good morning. I hope all Cowboy fans are pleased with the destruction of Texas Stadium. I know I am. Mm-hmm. Thank God we blew up that eyesore.
Well, was that an emotional morning for you?
It was emotional. I was crying tears of joy to see that, you know, because I didn't make near enough money with that place like I do the new Death Star. So, and a lot of people don't, I'm a very smart businessman. A lot of people don't know that I took out a huge insurance policy on Texas Stadium about 10 minutes before we blew it up.
What a genius move.
Yeah. And I didn't get fire or flood or anything like that. It was just protection against domestic acts of terror. And so it was an explosion. So right. That counts.
Well, good for you.
I made a lot of money. Now, I also brought Wade out there with me, and Wade joins us on the phone now.
Oh, hey, Coach.
Wade, Jerry, that blowed up good now. That blowed up real good, Jerry.
Now, Wade was all excited about seeing this. Excuse me, all excited about seeing it.
Well, it was, yeah.
So I gave him the best seat in the house.
Jerry, and I just want to thank you from the bottom. My entire family wants to thank you for allowing me to go in there and get the best seat in the house. I was right there with my lawn chair right on the 50-yard line of Texas Stadium. That was so nice of you, Jerry.
Well, I wanted you to see it up close and personal, Wade.
Well, I did, Jerry. Believe me, you know.
And no one was more surprised than me when you came crawling out of that thing.
Well, yeah, it happened just like you said it would, Jerry. Just it fell right around us out there at the 50-yard line.
I didn't know. What do you mean, us? I thought I sent just you in there.
No, remember you made me take Jerry Jr. out there with me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and put on the rowdy costume when we went out there. And
that's right. I thought I would get two birds with one stone. Didn't
What's
work
that?
Out that way.
What's that on? I don't understand that. But anyway, Jerry, we took a tackle box full of snacks out there. We had Twinkies and ding-dongs and nutty bars and Swiss cake, oatmeal cream pies, and nabs, and doodads, Funyuns. We had some pork rinds, and see what else we have out there. Anyway, Jerry, we had a lot of food out there.
I don't need to hear everything you took out there, Wade.
Well, I wasn't going to take that much food. I thought it might be there longer than 10 minutes, and sure enough, it was. Anyway,
Coach, you never felt like you were in danger at all?
Oh no, Jerry said it'd be fine. I do anything Jerry tells me to do. And he's right. Dang, those cops just fall right around us. And of course, Jerry Jr. got to scatter once them charges started going off. He started crying and saying, I knew it. Daddy's going to try to kill me because I moved the rights over that other radio station no one listens to.
Well, yeah, I was very mad about that new radio agreement. Worst business deal we've made since the Joey Galloway trade.
Yeah, that's what he said too, Jerry. But, man, Jerry, that was so cool. Can we go into blowing up something else around here?
No, we're not going. Did it scare you, Wade? I was worried it scared you.
No, it didn't really scare me a bit. Well, I did miss my britches.
Oh, Coach.
Well,
jeez.
2,800 charges of dynamite go off around you. You might miss your britches, too. We was fine. You know, there's a little, about an 8-foot square of safety that landed around us. We was fine.
I'll be damned. What are the odds?
Jerry and I crawled out of there, and they're he was in the rowdy costume. We high-fived each other and said, hot damn, let's blow up something else.
No, we're not blowing up anything else. That's it.
Hey, can we stick a couple of M80s in them Lombardi trophies and blow them
up? No, the goal is not just to see how many things we can blow up.
Hey, we also had some gummy worms and Mike and Ike and Raisinets.
Okay.
We also had some of them, Jerry.
We don't need to hear everything that you took in your tackle box, Wade.
All right, then, well, let's go blow up something else, Jerry.
No, not going to blow up anything else. I'm sorry you survived, Wade. Good morning to you.
Oh, jeez. All right, there they go. Jerry and Wade.